A Maundy Thursday Sermon by Reverend Richard A. Rem, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on April 12, 2001, entitled, The Moment of Truth. The texts for the sermon are Mark 14, verses 22 through 25, and 32 through 36. Copyright, Grand Valley State University.
The movements through the events of Holy Week, and particularly of that last half of the week into which we have now entered, will be presented to us chorally this evening under the theme of a song of shadows. There were certainly shadows on that night in which he was betrayed. When they left the upper room, certainly there were shadows enough in that ancient city where he would still have had opportunity simply to slip away and to hide himself until the trouble was over. And obviously there were shadows enough in that garden outside the city, the Garden of Gethsemane, where arriving there he might, had he chosen, simply continued to move on his way out into the Judean wilderness, which would have defied any imperial guard from finding him. This was his moment of truth. This was the time in which it all came to its culmination. It was now the question of whether that truth for which he had lived was a truth for which he would be willing to die. And the shadows deepened. Under the gnarled olive trees, he wrestled, and his soul was in conflict, twisted, as it were, wrestling with this moment, when all that he believed, the vision that he lived, was on trial. This was his moment of truth. And this evening, as we have gathered to remember, it is always in that annual remembrance a moment of truth for us as well, if we enter it with sincerity and honesty. It is always a time for us to ask the question, what truth are we living? Are we living our truth, that which we most deeply believe, that which we most passionately hold? Are we living that truth? Or are we fleeing the shadows that would overtake us? In that conflict in which Jesus struggled, we see a model of the conflict which belongs to all of those who would follow in his steps, who find in him an example, who would live as he lived. And so this evening, let us go back in time. Let us be done with words, be done with thinking. Let us not try to figure out anything, but under the medium of music, let the shadows wash over us. Close your eyes, as it were. Move yourself back. Stand where he stood. Kneel where he knelt. Feel the anguish within your own heart. For this is also our moment of truth. But there is spread before us a table. And so, in our struggle, we have the assurance that we are not alone. Even as we take this bread and this cup, it is our statement of solidarity with him, and it is his promise of sustaining us in order that, just as his moment of truth issued in the wonder of Easter morning, so our moment of truth may issue in our being shaped after his likeness.